I'm very well. Thank you, Scott. Good to be back. I'm back home, actually, on this Friday in Bismarck. That will not be a luxury next week. We're going to be in all week, probably into the weekend, maybe through much of August, depending on, how many confirmations we can get done and whether we can get some sort of a time agreement with Democrats. But that's all sort of inside baseball. But one thing about the Senate, on top of appropriations and defense authorization and a whole bunch of other legislating, we have to confirm somewhere around 1,200 nominees, civilian nominees. That doesn't even include the promotion of military folks. But so it requires a lot of work. And if you don't get a time agreement with Democrats, that means that every 2 hours you vote one at a time, one every 2 hours. And it takes a long time to get through 1,200 when you do that.
I've seen a fair amount of debate. Some Republicans are saying they don't want to stay, but some debate about whether the usual August recess is going to be put off until they actually allow some of these nominations, which is classic swamp stuff from Chuck Schumer, just a way to dent the Trump administration and deny him his team, which is ridiculous. What is your thought on staying into August and pressuring the Democrats to actually come along on these nominations?
I'm all for it. I think we have to put that pressure on. But just to celebrate for a moment, we, to this point, in the first 6 months of the president's term, have confirmed as a Senate twice as many as were confirmed at this point in his first term. So we have done a lot of it. The problem is when you do that, you take floor time. This, in the Senate, the most valuable asset is floor time, because we don't do multiple legislative things at a time. That's part of the process of being the most deliberative body in the world. And so, when we've done, we've done something like, 100 and whatever it is, I think it's about 110 confirmations. And this includes some circuit judges, but mostly cabinet members, sub-cabinet officials, undersecretaries, deputy secretaries, things like that, comptrollers, whatever. But in order to get to 1,200, and right now I would say there are about 150 in the queue. What that means is about 150 nominations have been confirmed at the committee level, and now are in the queue for the full Senate. We've never had a situation, at least not in modern history that anybody can recall, when the minority party or the party opposite of the president required the full debate time. And by the way, until Mitch McConnell changed it, the debate time was 30 hours, not two. And so at least it's only 2 hours now. But the obviously this requires some cooperation, and most of the nominations going forward are not controversial, and they're not the highest level.
So this is just my sense is this is just a hissy fit by Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, it's just a hissy fit by Chuck Schumer, and Chuck Schumer will yield to his members when they about midnight next Friday, probably, or sometime Saturday night, when they say, Chuck, give him 50 and let's go home. This is stupid,
Because the outcome's not in doubt.
However, Scott, to that point, this is why your earlier point is important. It's not in doubt unless there aren't 50 Republicans in Washington, because you have to be able to deliver a quorum. They could call for a quorum, and then you better deliver 50 people, because they won't. They'll sit it out and see whether we can do that. So it's a bit of a chicken game, if you will, and we'll see how it works out. But I'm ready to be there.